Welcome to Burrito Quest 21.
I return.
The return of Isaac.
Return of the sack.
Man, you were gone so long, we didn't know what to do, so we had Stevie Burritos with us.
Man, motherfucker.
He's pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't know if you listen to the podcast.
He's at least as good as you.
At least.
I listened to the first podcast, and you guys were like, maybe we should say something to Isaac. And then you just totally started talking about something else.
Well, I think I said, hi, Isaac.
No, you meant. What should we say? I don't know. Isaac says usually stuff about this burrito. Hey, what do you think about this burrito?
No, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if I should put salsa on this.
So this week is the Deer Hunter, which is steak, chicken, green chili, milanesa sauce, and cheese. I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad.
But milanesa sauce is not like beef with some sort of breading on it. It's Alfredo sauce with green chili in it. They made it up.
I think we've explained this before.
Just for people that aren't keeping notes at home.
In case you haven't seen all the podcasts.
Right. Yes, and today we also are here with myself, Daniel, Alex, Ben, and Isaac.
No names.
Hola.
That doesn't even matter.
What, Isaac?
I don't even remember.
He's deer hunters.
This is my usually favorite burrito. This is in the spectrum of beer hunters.
Make a burrito, a beer hunter.
In deer hunters, this is actually like an average deer hunter. It's not that bad, but usually the milanesa is a lot more.
This is the best deer hunter I've ever had.
Well, you've only had what, two?
This is my second deer hunter.
That's good.
Would you like some barbecue sauce on it?
No, thank you.
They gave us barbecue sauce.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because they're awful twats.
Instead of hot sauce, instead of salsa,
some kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I even reminded the burrito restro that we didn't want barbecue sauce.
And he handed you one anyway.
And he's like, here, I have some barbecue sauce. Assholes.
Yeah.
I should go back and just make corruption.
Not tip him. Take your tip back out of the jar.
I should fish into the jar and take
no burritos in the UK.
Yeah?
I looked, even. I went to a Mexican Cafe Arriba on the Isle of Skye in Scotland.
They just have tacos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have tacos.
Or are they?
Chicken.
Tacos.
Beans, but it's baked beans.
Yeah.
I would go online to some weird chat things. They have this thing on the internet where you can just do a random chat with a random stranger and it will start the conversations with, I really like burritos, what do you think about them? And anybody who is in Europe says, I don't know what a burrito is. I'm like, well, how can you not know?
And then it's log off.
That dog's eating that bag.
This is the same random chat thing where it's like, hail, good sir!
Yeah,
that's same. It.
But yeah, no burritos. They do have really spicy foods.
Hey, maybe a haggis is basically a British burrito.
No, but they don't serve it to you inside the bladder. They pull it all out and then serve it to you in a clump of gut.
You see, the bladder substitutes the tortilla
and barley.
Gutty works.
So if I took this burrito and I just
it's what you steam
out,
the food in.
Or I'm like paper and ate it with a fork, would it be like a haggis?
No, there's no barley in it.
Or gutty works.
Okay.
So
I have to temper my... I do have to temper my love for this burrito with the fact that this is the first thing I've eaten today.
Yeah.
So.
I ate at the Mesilla Valley Kitchen this morning.
Congratulations. Why don't you put some barbecue sauce on your burrito, fucker?
Why don't you put some barbecue sauce up your ass?
I bet that'd be pretty good if I barbecue sauce this up your ass. Come on.
Alright, so.
Oh. I just got into the bottom of it, and that's where all the deliciousness is hiding.
All the milanesa melted down into the bottom.
I don't know about that barbecue sauce.
You
know when you have like barbecue sauce and chicken nuggets, and you dip the chicken nuggets in the barbecue sauce, but they don't taste like chicken nuggets, they just taste like barbecue sauce?
You remember the Buddha?
Yes.
With the barbecue sauce?
It was good.
And you talk about how much you like ketchup?
It tastes like ketchup.
Why are you putting more on there?
Because it wasn't that good the first time.
I better try that again.
Mm. It's because I got some burritos stuck in the barbecue sauce. So I was fishing it out. With my burrito.
Huh. I have a piece of burrito stuck in that turd. I better fish that out. Because that burrito's good.
Oh, God.
Spicy, though.
Not really.
So, yeah, I give it props. The green chili had a little heat to it, which is good. It normally doesn't at all.
I disagree.
You don't think it had any heat?
It had some heat. The barbecue sauce was pretty spicy.
What?
Let me just throw that out there.
It's because you dipped a burrito into it.
You dingus!
Everybody misses the bon dingus.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be back. I had a quick recap last night. I had the combo fajita.
Hey.
Which was really good.
One of the makeups.
Yeah, I have two more makeups after that one. Really good.
Well, you started with the wrong one.
Yeah, I started with the best one, according to Ben.
Of the three, yeah.
Right.
Pretty good.
And all I could say is it needed a little bit more heat, but other than that, it was
I don't have any heat.
No.
I went the other day.
I was like, give me a steak fajita burrito. Steak, potato, cheese. That is not a steak fajita burrito.
That's a steak. Biggest kind of
sauce. Did you ask for his barista license? You
better my mom picked him up and brought him back, whatever.
Did you get barbecue sauce with him?
No, it was salsa. I would have been pretty pissed. I actually have steak, potato, cheese, barbecue sauce. Is very
It's like a fucking Buddha.
It's like a, I don't know, steak dinner and a burrito. Okay, so let's rate this bad boy. I'm going to let Isaac go first. He's out of practice.
Oh, man. That's true. I got to think of something British. I rate this a jammy dodger.
I'm British.
You know, you're American.
I'm not going to rate British. It as a bin. It's not that bad.
I'm going to rate it a jammy dodger.
You don't even know what that means.
Yeah. I had them.
No.
They're like these little cookies with jam have jams in them, and they call them jammy dodgers.
No, that's a scone.
No, see, the brand name is actually Jammy Dodger. So shut up!
He was just there. You
I
might
was just
know.
There. When were you there, babe? I don't know.
So you rated it. So
Jammy
Dodger. Jammy Dodgers are pretty good.
I forgot what I was even going to say about the
all right, so
fucking things.
You rated it this Dodger.
They got the jams and the
cookie.
They're not chocolate.
Why some cookies and jam at home?
Yeah.
What the hell does this rating mean?
I forgot. Ben just
what does dog jammer mean?
Dog jammer?
You're no, dodgy
it's a jammy
jammer.
Dodger.
You're dodgy jammer.
If you're English or whatever, why don't you translate that for
it's
us?
It's a scone. Is what it is.
It's scone?
It's a cookie with jam in it.
Yep. Yeah, but what is a jammy dodger?
I've never had a scone with jam in it.
They're scones, not scones.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Scone.
How do you spell it?
S-C-O-N-E.
Scone.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I'm just not saying it with an English accent.
Correct.
Then I would say scone.
Is that your English accent?
Are you going to rate this burrito? He rated a jammy dodger, which is... That's great, because that's gibberish to us.
Yeah, right.
And you're trying to make it...
Polyglot.
Translates to pretty good. I like it. Although I'm kind of disappointed in the manufacturing of this particular one. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Ben, rate it.
I would say this burrito is a plastic potted plant.
So you don't like it?
Well, no, I like the plastic potted plants.
Why?
But not all the time. Like, because they're not as good as a real plant. But they're still pretty okay.
So this is no afterburner, but...
Oh, God, no.
Hi, Jenny!
Hi.
Hi.
No girls allowed.
Sometimes there are girls allowed.
Well, not on the
plastic
air.
Potted plants.
What do you think, Alex?
You know how the absolute rating
shut up. Just shut up.
What do you think, Alex?
It was an afternoon delight. Not like another.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well done. I think somebody used that before. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, somebody did. I'm not going to toast that bullshit. Fuck your rating.
What about you?
I'm so angry.
Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to have to rate this a first meal of the day.
It was the first meal of the day.
I know. It's honest. And I don't want to overrate it because
I'm
gonna
rate this
I was fucking
burrito.
Starving.
I give this a handheld burrito rating.
Ben's back in rare form.
I rate this the deer hunter.
I rate your shit. Yeah, I'm
just angry because I'm getting in trouble for this burrito quest. I'm supposed to be at home doing chores right now.
But still, Amy, you had to do burrito quest?
And I had to go shooting with my sister, and I had to go to breakfast with my sister. I've been basically busy all day instead of doing chores.
Congratulations.
She says, make sure you say
you
that.
You want to hang out and play some video games?
No.
Okay, so does anybody know what next week's burrito is?
Yes.
I might know what it is, but go ahead.
Devil's Breath.
Devil's Breath. That one actually looks pretty
good.
It's
the big asada, but instead of just putting in like salsa or green chili
or
pico, yeah, they put in all three.
Okay, well that could
That's
be
good.
Moist, yeah, if nothing else.
Or it could be really spicy.
Muy caliente.
Join us next week to find out.
The Devil's
Adios Breath. From Burrito Quest.
Bye.
As soon as I find the button.
Goodbye.
The red one.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.